Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. With training camp right around the corner, BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEF to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Today, on a powerful 100 yards of football, NFL legend special, it's Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, and he comes in with an analysis right here on a young man who was an undrafted free agent from Bishop College in Dallas, Texas, back in 1966, and he was born June 3rd, 1943, and became a key component that won AFL titles for the Kansas City Chiefs in 1966 and 69, where he led the Chiefs in interceptions in 5 seasons. Ended up picking off 58 passes in his career and returned for a team record 937 yards and 5 TDs. Ladies and gentlemen, the 5-time Pro Bowl selection, Emmett Thomas, is explored by Vincent Turner here on 100 Yards of Football. Buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. It's going down.
If you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I surely want to say thank you to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning, and to the young man with the best voice of all the social media, Mr. Mark Bass, bringing up this legend. This man here in front of you, Mr. Emmett Thomas, cornerback of the Kansas City Chiefs. So if you like the video, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I would surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Emmett Thomas. The thing I think about Emmett Thomas from the great state of Texas is that a diamond in the rough, an undrafted free agent, that developed into a shining star. Every week it gets better and better when you learn about these players, you learn about their journeys. Emmett Thomas is another great story. A young man that didn't start playing high school football till his senior year was a baseball player. And then even then he had to be really from friends and coaches forced to play. Then he goes to Bishop College. Doesn't play his first year as a sophomore. Walks on. And he develops this into an NFL career. And is voted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame 2008. But what I remember about Emmett Thomas, I remember the 66 draft. I want you to listen to these names right now that went before Emmett Thomas. Well, Emmett Thomas didn't get drafted, but guys who they said was going to be potentially players that had Hall of Fame careers. You had Charlie Brown out of Syracuse University, second round of Chicago Bears. You had Dan Bland out of Mississippi State, drafted in the third round by the San Francisco 49ers. Then you had Ken Reeves, drafted by the Atlanta Falcons in their first year existence in the fourth round. All those guys came in highly, highly rated. And all of them were predicted to have real strong NFL careers. There was no word about Emmett Thomas. But 1966, he made the team as an undrafted rookie. But what I like about Emmett Thomas, and I think about Emmett Thomas during that time, being a 6-year-old is that I like the team he went to, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the coach he played for, Hank Stram. See, there was no color bearers there in Kansas City. Lloyd Wells, can you feel me? And the Chiefs. And they became, outside the Dallas Cowboys, my second favorite team. And think about what Mr. Thomas, where he went. He went to Kansas City, and who he was teammates with. Jim Lynch, Willie Lanier, Bobby Bell, Otis Taylor, Bud Buchanan, Len Dawson, Mike Garrett, USC finest, Jimmy Marcellus, Robert Holmes. But what I really remember most of all was that 69 season. Me being a 9-year-old, following the Chiefs like it was no tomorrow. And what stuck out to me, and I'm going to be honest to you today here on 100 Yards Football, I looked at the team, I kept seeing African-American players. And the greatest joy. See, we always talk about the HBCUs and what Deion Sanders is doing now. And I know a lot of people that attended them schools, their alumni. Well, you know what? When you watch my video on what I'm going to say today, what you need to do is that you need to reach out to the Kansas City Chiefs organization and say thank you. To Baby Hunt, the owner, and say thank you for what you did in paving the way for African-American players playing in this great league, the AFL, then on to the NFL, because that team had 13 African-American players on that 69 team that won the Super Bowl. Robert Holmes, Southern University. Frank Pitt, Southern University. Nolan Smith, Tennessee State. Gloucester Richardson, Jackson State. Otis Taylor, Prairie View. Bud Buchanan, Grambling. William Neal, Morgan State. Caesar Bassler, Arkansas, Pine Bluff. Cody Sellers, Grambling. Morris Stroud, Clark University here in the Atlanta metro area. Jim Kearney, Prairie View. And Jimmy Marcellus, Tennessee State. And I watched that team roar. But I'm not going to get so much into the team, but I'm going to talk about what they did that special season, 69. We all know, as Mr. Bass was talking about, Mr. Emmett Thomas, 58 career interceptions, voted to the Pro Bowl 4 times, led the league in interceptions in 74 with 12 INTs. 1969 had 9 interceptions. The skill set, he was confident. The instincts, the ball skills, the traditional quickness, the press man-to-man coverage, the backpedaling, the tackling, the ability to play the ball in the air, all A pluses, because Emmett Thomas did it at a high level. But 1969, this is what Hall of Famers do. This is what greatness do. First playoff game against Joe Namath and the New York Jets, who were coming off their Super Bowl championship. Held Mr. Namath to 14 of 40 throwing and intercepted 3 passes. Jimmy Marcellus is a rookie, had 2. Emmett Thomas had 1. They did that on the road in Shea Stadium in New York. Next week against the Oakland Raiders, their nemesis, beat the Raiders 17-7. Held Dale LaMonica 15-39 for 167 yards. Picked him off 3 times. Emmett Thomas had 2 picks in that game. Then in the Super Bowl against the Minnesota Vikings, Mr. Thomas had a key pick against Joe Capp. Held him to 150 yards passing. In the playoffs, Emmett Thomas had 4 interceptions. And the Kansas City defense had 10 picks off Joe Namath, Dale LaMonica, Joe Capp, and Gary Acuso. That's what I remember Emmett Thomas. And that's when I knew the cornerback position was something serious. He was the one that started what the defensive back, the corner position should be. That's why you had Deion Sanders come along. That's why you had Bobby Butler come along. That's why you had Mike Haynes come along. That's why you had Hanford Dixon come along. That's why you had Jalen Ramsey come along. That's why you had Darrell Revis come along. That's why you had Derek Stingley, who was drafted 4th overall by the Houston Texans. Amari Sauce Gardner. He started it by his play in the playoffs. Emmett Thomas. All you cornerbacks who say you're great, what you need to do, reach out to Emmett Thomas once this video is over today. And the one thing that I like about Emmett Thomas, once he finished career playing 13 seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs, he got into coaching. But what sticks in my mind, he's from the state of Texas. He tutored another great defensive back and got him into the Hall of Fame by the name of Darryl Green out of Texas A&I. He made a safety, Todd Bowles, outstanding, who's now the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he took care of another hometown brother out of Orange Mound by way of Ole Miss by the name of Barry Wilburn. We talk about great people and great players. This man spent almost 40 years in the league. He was an intimate coach here with the Atlanta Falcons. I thought he should have got the head job. But it's amazing that he never got a head coaching job. But look what he did. He paved the way. Look at his story. He was a baseball player. Then played but 1 year of high school football. Then he went to Bishop College. The school ain't even up no more. It's closed. Undrafted. And then in 1969, it all came together. Four interceptions in the playoffs. He paved the way for what the cornerback position is now. I don't want to hear about no Dick Train Lane. I'm sorry, I don't want to hear about no Lynn Barney. It was Emmett Thomas because his game was complete. Outstanding individual, man. Outstanding player. The Kansas City Chiefs organization, y'all talk about Patrick Mahomes, no question about it. He's right now the star of y'all organization. Andy Reid is an outstanding coach. But when this video ends today, and also to all you HBCU schools, all your schools in the sweat, y'all need to honor and in the MEAC, Emmett Thomas. And I'm going to say something to you, to the SWAC, to your social media site, SWAC Central. Y'all been kind of denied my videos over the last few weeks. That's all right. But you're talking about you for the HBCUs. I'm a gentleman that's trying to give love to all the players that made the way for all the other great players that's making money in this game. But that's all right. God got me. I'm going to share it to your site today, and I hope that you give Emmett Thomas some love. It's not about me. It's about honoring these great players that played in the HBCUs in the 60s. They had tremendous obstacles against them. Let's be real here today. And Emmett Thomas was one of those gentlemen. And he played on a Kansas City Chiefs team that had 13 players back in 1969. When you didn't even have players, African-American players playing in the SEC hardly. But you had a Kansas City Chiefs team that saw enough talent and respect to have 13 players on that team with this great player, Emmett Thomas. Kudos to you, Purdue University, Mr. Hank Stram. Much love and respect to you, man. Emmett Thomas, pioneer. That's who we should be honoring. Gave 40 years in the league. And I'm so great the Pro Football Hall of Fame voted him in 2008. Against all obstacles, came in the league undrafted in 1966. Developed himself as a player. 1969, let's be real. He was the best player pound for pound in the playoffs. Shut down George Sauer. Held Don Maynard to one reception, outstanding receiver for the Jets. Shut down John Gilliam out of South Carolina State in the Super Bowl. And held the speedy Warren Wells in controlling the AFC Championship game. Mr. Wells of the Oakland Raiders. I can't say no more.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. It's been an honor and a pleasure to honor Emmett Thomas, cornerback out of the Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you to Mr. Logan Landers, my producer, for making it happen this morning. And thank you to Mr. Mark Bass for bringing up Mr. Emmett Thomas at the highest level. My final words about Emmett Thomas, every time I think about him, I think about the group war, spill the wine. I was once strolling on one very hot summer day when I thought I laid down to rest in a big field of tall grass. Emmett Thomas, thank you. You laid the foundation in tall grass for all the great cornerbacks in the NFL. Barry Wilbur, Dale Green, Deion Sanders, Bobby Butler, Terrell Buckley, Jalen Ramsey, Leroy Butler, Darrell Revis, Mike Haynes, Hanford Dixon, Frank Minifield, Darrell Revis, Antonio Camardi, Ellison Walls, Albert Lewis. Thank you. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.